watching how I move. Breaking news for our viewers in the West. A bridge collapsed in Pittsburgh. Several cars and a bus were on the bridge. Gio Benitez tracking the latest. Good morning, Gio.
Hey, George. Good morning to you. The fire chief saying just moments ago that 3 to 4 vehicles were on that bridge when it collapsed. But everyone in them has now been rescued. 3 people have been taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. All of this happening on the same day that President Biden is expected to be in Pittsburgh to talk infrastructure.
You serious?
This morning, rescue crews are on the scene of a bridge collapse in Pittsburgh right now.
A lot of screaming and static on the phone.
What did you say?
A lot of screaming and static on the phone.
Do you realize how stupid you sound?
Pictures of the down bridge showing cars on their sides covered in debris. Covered in debris.
Covered in debris.
Covered in debris.
Covered in debris.
Covered in debris.
And a bus stuck. Police, firefighters, and paramedics all working to secure the scene.
Stating the bridge fully gave out. Unknown injuries.
Authorities also reporting a strong odor of natural gas. Reporting a strong odor of natural gas.
Reporting a strong odor of natural gas.
And urging drivers to avoid the area.
That's a fake laugh.
It's real!
And only 2 people were on that bus when the bridge collapsed. They were injured, but thankfully no reported deaths here. Some of the others injured were actually first responders, because you saw in those images just how icy those conditions are right there. Officials are still investigating what caused this collapse, but they want to make sure that no one was underneath that bridge.
They've been telling lies, they've been telling lies. Watching how I move, watching how I move. Been keeping track now. Watch out for the snakes. Watch out for the snakes. Yeah. Watch out for the snakes. Watch out for the snakes. Yeah. Watch out for the copying what I do every time. They wanna take what's mine. They busy faking and telling me lies. Now I watch out for the snakes.
So let's go to Pittsburgh to the scene of that bridge collapse. And joining us now, Jane Dudley. She's a survivor of the bridge collapse. There. And Jane, thank you for being with us. Tell us, you know, what happened and how you're doing.
I'm fine. I'm actually not a survivor. I'm just a neighbor. I happened to hear the boom this morning when I was shoveling my sidewalk.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
I happened to hear the boom this morning when I was shoveling my sidewalk. I happened to hear the boom this morning when I was shoveling my sidewalk. And went down to the park to see the bridge collapse before all the police had gotten there.
Park to see the bridge collapse before all the police had gotten there.
All right, so you say you heard the boom. Well, what time was that, and what went through your mind? What did you hear?
Well, it must have been around 6 or 6:30 this morning. I was out early shoveling. And I heard a boom, and then there was a loud roar, and that was the gas line that was rushing. But I'd never heard anything like that before. I had no idea what was going on. So, you know, I looked for my husband. I did a quick Google, saw that the bridge had collapsed, and that's when we walked down into the park.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
I looked for my husband. I did a quick Google, saw that the bridge had collapsed, and that's when we walked down into the park.
Do you realize how stupid you sound?
Copying what I do every time. They want to take what's mine. They busy faking and telling me lies. Now I watch out for the snakes. Watch out for the snakes. Yeah. Watch out for the snakes. Watch out for the snakes. Yeah. Watch out for the copying what I do every time.
You know, I looked for my husband. I did a quick Google, saw that the bridge had collapsed, and that's when we walked down into the park to go investigate. And the people had already been rescued by the time we got there.
Are you serious?
And went down to the park to see the bridge collapse before all the police had gotten there. you know, looked for my husband. I did a quick Google, saw that the bridge had collapsed, and that's when we walked down into the park to go investigate. And the people had already been rescued by the time we got there. But it was a very surreal scene.
Do
you realize how stupid you sound?
Yeah, I was going to ask you. So you went down to this bridge, which I'm sure you've used plenty, and you saw it in ruins. You saw it in ruins. What went through your mind?
Well, it's in a beautiful park. It's over 600 acres, and so we went down to the park side at the bottom, which is where I usually walk, you know, and the bridge had collapsed right on top of the dog park, which is usually crowded. So I was very thankful that it was early and not many people around. But it was just very disturbing. And so I was shocked by what I saw. But then, of course, my thought goes to, oh, my gosh, the traffic, the headaches. It's going to be a bit of a nightmare to get this back into a usable part. It's a very, very heavily traveled bridge in my neighborhood.
Wow, and it's going to be a long time to clean up first, and obviously to get a bridge constructed. You know, I know this has just happened, but have you thought at all, reflected at all about what this tells you about where we are as a country when our bridges are falling down just right by your house?
Yeah, you know, it was shocking, yet really not surprising. You know, I knew the bridge was in bad condition, but a lot of the bridges around here are in bad condition. We have a real problem with infrastructure, particularly in Pittsburgh. We have so many bridges. We have, as you can see, freezing temperatures, but then also thaws. So it's a tough climate, and it's hard on our roads and our infrastructure. And I'm just used to seeing a lot of rust and decay.
Yeah, I mean, I know Pittsburgh, anybody who's been there knows it's that whole community, beautifully situated on those rolling hills and small mountains and the creeks cutting through them and the rivers, and there are tons of bridges, and they need to be kept up. Thankfully, no one was killed in this disaster.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and what are you hearing from the people who were on the bridge? Did you hear anything about that?
No, I didn't. I did hear some interviews, you know, with a bus driver who obviously is a little shaken. I can only imagine the trauma that these people must be going through. Once again, I'm just so glad that it happened so early. There was a two-hour delay, so the school buses weren't out. It could have been so, so much worse. So if nothing else, this is a real wake-up call, you know,
that
we need to pull together. It's not about politics. It's about neighbors helping each other and pulling together as a community.
You know, I love that. Love to hear it. And I was hesitant to ask you because I wanted to ask you about the president and his remarks and what he's doing there. But we are so divided as a country. It ends up being not hugely productive. But based on what you just said, how this is a problem for all of us, right? Infrastructure. You know, the president's there and he's trying to get us to pull together and get some money spent on fixing some of this stuff. What's your reaction to him?
Oh my gosh, if we can't pull together for this, what can we? You know, it's a matter of just, as I said, neighbors helping neighbors. We have to support our businesses. We have to get this going. We need to support. This was my bike route. This was also, I walked there as well as drive. And we need to support all of that. And if we can't come together, I think we've got to be able to find a way to break through that divide and get things done.
Absolutely. I think I like to think there's kind of an outraged America and a normal America. I hope the normal America outnumbers the outraged, but we all have to pull together somehow. Jane Dudley, we really appreciate you giving us your time today and offering us your understanding of what's going on the ground there. Thank you very much.